in you shall all nations be blessed.
It has always been God's will for mankind to live the blessed life. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares how Christians are God's instrument for perpetuating the blessing.
The Almighty God created all of this universe. Then he created the man, put him in it, and then he released the power to sustain it all and support all of the life in it, all of the host of it forever. Now, there was no reason not to rest, because now the blessing was released. The blessing of God, the blessing of the Lord, said, the blessing of the Lord is the highest form of authority, the highest expression of heaven's authority. It is the highest form of authority in the earth. Amen. The blessing was released, and the blessing can and will do anything God can do. So there's no use in him staying up. He sat down. Now, what happened? He sat down and let the blessing do the work. He didn't have to say, "Well, now I got to stay up with this young man because I'm gonna have to bless everything." And no, he's already blessed it. There was enough power. There was enough of his glory. It was the same glory that created all the heavens and the earth. And now it is inside this man and it is on this man. And there was enough power in him to bless the entire earth and all the universe that surrounded it. Oh, hallelujah. You really need to release your faith and get a grasp and a revelation of how mighty and how powerful the blessing of the Lord was released that day. Powerful enough to sustain all of the life that God had planned for this planet forever. Who? And is all in one man. Now that gives you an idea of the human capacity. Oh my, my. Hallelujah. Now, we know from the studying the Bible the geographical boundaries of the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden was not the whole earth. Was it? No, no. We know the boundary, and actually it is roughly where Iraq is today. I think God ought to have his garden back, don't you? Amen. No wonder the devil's so fussy about that part of the world. He's been trying to get it all these years, and he ain't got it done yet. Now, I'll tell you, there's another verse to that song. He ain't never going to get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, replenish the earth. What was the job of the blessing? Now, remember I said, now the blessing can do anything God can do. The job of the blessing at that time was to expand the Garden of Eden. until it filled up the earth. That was this man's assignment. Fill up the earth. Multiply. Amen. Fill it up. So as it grew, as children came into the earth, see, God's family, when God decided to have a family, I mean, he lived in a nice place, you know. Heaven was a nice place. Still is. But he never created heaven for men to live there. He created the earth for men to live here, and his plan was to move here and live with us. It still is, and he's still going to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the job then of the blessing was to expand that garden as the family grew and fill up the entire earth until the earth became the garden spot of the universe. All the Garden of Eden. Amen. Now, the blessing can do anything that God can do. The last thing that God did was release this sustaining force. Well, was that the end of it? No. Not by a long shot. Let's go over here now to the ninth chapter. Now, Genesis. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, where have you heard that before? See, he's still saying it. Amen. Now, he blessed Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah. Now, all of the nations are covered right there. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care who your grandma was. I don't care how far back your family tree goes. And I don't care how many nuts come off of that tree. All of us came from one of them three, or a mixture of all three of them in some cases.
Amen.
Every time I say that, I think of Jesse. And that's what Jesse told me one time. He said, you know, everything in my family. He said, man, everything, all races are in my family. He said, man, we is a bunch of Cajuns. He said, that why, man, alive. He said, they're every color in the world. He said, I'm a man of all nations. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That's it right there. So God saw all the nations in three men. Now, all of them were blessed. Amen? All of them were blessed equally. God blessed Noah and his sons, saying, and he said the same thing that he said to Adam. Two of them did the same thing Adam did. Ham and Japheth went their own way, tried to create their own blessing, making their own living, making their own way. They created cities. They created all of this thing that we see out there today. All of it, what biblically is called this Babylonian system of commerce that has the world trapped in it today. The Tower of Babel was the result of that. Shem, however, stayed with it. He followed God, stayed with God. Now, I'm a little bit ahead of myself here because I want to set the stage for this. I want you to see and know that that God's will never changed. Amen. It was the same blessing. Hallelujah. The same words, the same thing. Now then, let's go over to the book of Galatians right quick. Third chapter of the book of Galatians. And let's begin reading here. Well, it ain't going to work if I read the third chapter of Ephesians, is it? Let me turn to the left here and get back a little bit where I belong. Now then, verse 7, Galatians 3:7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying. Now, God preaching the gospel. Ooh. If God's preaching somewhere, I want to go, don't you? Praise God, I don't want to miss that. Well, he's preaching right here in this verse. He preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. In you shall all nations be blessed. God preached the gospel to Abraham. Now, in God's mind, all nations shall be blessed. In God's mind, that was only three different men. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He blessed them, didn't he? But he preached the gospel to Abraham, said, in you, all of them are going to be blessed. And two out of three of them blew it just like Adam did. He didn't pay attention to it. Let me give you some more insight into this before we follow that trail there for a few moments. This is kind of an overview tonight, and we're going to get into a lot of detail in this as we go. Outstanding, outstanding Bible study. Spend the rest of your life at it. God said to Abraham, in you shall all nations of the earth be blessed, you and your seed after you. So he blessed Abraham and all of his children, right? Gave the same promise to him, stood in blood and swore to it. So shall thy seed be. Well, was Joseph the seed of Abraham? He was, wasn't he? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Well, what about all of Joseph's brothers? Well, yeah, I mean, they eventually became the 12 tribes, did they not? So all of them were there. But did they walk in that blessing? No, they did just like Ham and Japheth. I mean, they didn't pay attention to it. And God had a prophet born into that family to bring that family back on that blessing. He couldn't turn to the book like you have. There wasn't a book then. God appeared, right after Abraham died, God appeared to his son, Isaac. God appeared to him. Why? Well, like I said, there wasn't a book. He had to do this himself. Hey, I told you he went back to work. Now, what did he say to Isaac? The same thing. He said to Isaac, I will perform the oath that I swore to your father. Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to see God's pattern. I mean, he's working to get that blessing back on all of the nations. Hallelujah. So let's see here. Turn over with me into the, let's turn to the 14th chapter of Genesis. You can read there in that 14th chapter concerning the kings and all of those things that took place. And look in the 17th verse. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Ched, Orlai, Omer. Now that's kind of the Texas way you say that. But that works for me. Ched, Orlai, Omer. And of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba. Now look in the 18th verse. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. Now, Melchizedek was not his name. Melchizedek was his title. Melchizedek, the Lord High Mayor of Jerusalem. He was also head of the schools of the prophets. Now notice here, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. Covenant elements. You and I recognize them as the body and the blood of Jesus. Amen. Well, this is the forerunner of that. This was a type of that. Now listen. He brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Now, he was not calling God possessor of heaven and earth. Everybody knows God's possessor of heaven and earth. Abram already knew that. He is calling Abram of God, possessor of heaven and earth. Now, we know that from the 4th chapter of the book of Romans that said Abraham was the heir of the world. Amen? Possessor, he's standing there with covenant elements in his hand. And he blessed him saying, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand, and he gave him tithes of all. Now, Melchizedek was Shem, Noah's son. He's an old man. He's the Lord Mayor of Jerusalem. He's head of the schools of the prophets. The blessing is on him. And under God's instruction, this man brought his tithe and Melchizedek rushed to meet him under God's assignment, and he passed the blessing of Noah on to Abram, who by covenant was to become Abraham. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, glory to God. Whew. Lord, help me. I could go about four or five different directions at once here. But I want to follow your spirit. Praise God. Yes, sir. Let's go back now to the book of Galatians. I realize we're kind of all over the place tonight, but verse 13 of the third chapter of Galatians. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the nations through Jesus Christ, that we, say we, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I like to read it like this. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us. Praise God. Amen. I don't care where you're from. Shem, Japheth.
Yeah.
Or Ham. It don't make any difference. Jesus got the blessing back. Hallelujah. He got it back. He got it back. And it is in his hands today. And you want to know something else? God rested again. Yeah, and you always said to Jesus, come here and sit on this throne with me, son. Sit down here. Boy, you got your work done. Let's sit down here and let the blessing work. So what did Jesus do? He turned around and said to you, come boldly to the throne of grace and sit down here with me and let the blessing work till I make your enemies your footstool. Amen.
Peace, prosperity, health, joy, salvation.
We're talking about the Bible definition of the godly rich.
Now, from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the all-new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. Available on compact disc and DVD. This series teaches you how to open the door to the inheritance of every believer.
Everything in this book, from Genesis chapter 2, is part of the blessing.
In this series, Kenneth explains the nature of the blessing.
You're not blessed because you're healed, but you are healed because of the blessing. You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Meditate with this all-new teaching from Kenneth Copeland and begin today to enjoy all that is already yours as a believer.
To order Kenneth Copeland's brand new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for these enlightening and timely messages is just $18 and is available on DVD or CD. To order by mail, you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, today.
Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. But what is rich? Well, here it comes. Oh, yes. Amen. We are spiritually rich. You get spiritually rich and you get physically rich. And when the Bible said the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, it was talking about money. assets, lands. It was talking about debt-free living. It was talking about a rich righteousness with God in a house. So there's a house filled with wealth and riches. So there's wealth and riches. In the same verse it says, and his righteousness endureth forever. So don't give me that Mickey Mouse cop-out about, well, you know, we're so spiritually rich. That won't hold up in the Word of God unless you got some money. And you need to understand how all of this fits together. How does money and spiritual growth and spiritual abundance in God, how does it all work together? Well, it does work together. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It didn't say nothing about you making it. It said it will make it. Praise God. You need to get your hands on it. I can already see some of you right now. Some of you mad. Some of you glad. Some of you just plain don't know what to do. Well, go to KCM.org and order this thing, and you'll find out what to do and get it operating in your life. In you, all nations shall be blessed, God said to Abraham. So, the blessing is working. You need to learn how to release it. And it is our job to take the blessing, heal the sick, set the captives free, perpetuate the blessing of God in every way. We are the ones that are supposed to be providing food for the eater and seed for the sower. And we ought to be multiplying their seed sown because we're ministers under Christ Jesus, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. We've been so far behind in all this, but we're catching up because of revelation from heaven. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Now, the Southwest Believers Convention, August the 4th through the 9th, and the Fort Worth Convention Center right here in Fort Worth, Texas. That's our hometown convention every year. 6 days and nights full of powerful teaching, preaching, and the Lord Jesus will be there. I can give you His word and mine on that, and it's an opportunity for you to totally immerse yourself in the faith-filled environment, in a blessing-filled environment, and you'll never, ever be the same again. Go to KCM.org, get all the information on it. Praise God. We'll see you next time. This is Kenneth Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at KCM.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing. A time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention is August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Finally, join Kenneth and Gloria at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign from the 13th to 15th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. To find out more, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The blessing don't know one circumstance from another. Not anything in this earth can overwhelm it. It's the highest authority heaven has released in the earth.